Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
You know, remember.
I remember better than anyone.
Welcome, friends. Welcome. It's the 8th episode of the 12 Eggs of Easter. We're getting through them. We're getting through them together. Oh, what treats they are indeed. We've talked about some fine eggs thus far. Fine eggs, I think.
Fine eggs. I'm saying that to Red Red Wine.
One thing we haven't spoken about before we get into this is none of us here have talked about our favourite way of eating eggs.
Oh.
Jim doesn't like eggs. So he's out
you
the
don't like eggs?
In a cake.
The cakes, Jim. Yeah, yeah. What would you go for? I'd go for scrambled.
I'd put them in my mouth. That's how I'd eat them.
Just eat them like that. Like Cool Hand Luke.
Fried egg.
Butter, creme fraiche. Fucking scrambled eggs, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, poached, a bit of hollandaise on there.
Hang on, he's
got everything.
You're just happy.
I'm a big fan of eggs.
Eggs and soldiers?
Nah.
Soft boiled?
Nah, boring. Okay. Brexit. Brexit.
All right, Marcus, sorry about that. Sorry about that digression.
Not at all. Sorry, listeners.
More appropriate.
Like I say, we've talked about some lovely old eggs. Well, today, despite this only being the 8th of 12, we've still got some more. We're going to look to the future. We're discussing our eggs in the making.
Yeah. Mm. So people who've got potential to become notable eggs in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Some great eggs have gone before them and achieved wonderful things. Some of these eggs that we're going to talk about are achieving great things right now.
Mm. Yeah. Because it's an unusual age for the egg, isn't it? Because you don't really get the egg in a nest anymore, the Letchkovs, the Zidanes. Uh-huh. You know, Zidane went from the back first, didn't he? Which is a very unique egg like that. But players, they just shave their heads now, don't they? They either pick their heads or they have hair plugs.
Well, like Thierry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a look now, isn't it? It's to look.
Jason Statham's responsible for it, in my opinion.
I think it's all fine.
It's all absolutely fine. Yeah. It's a celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's nothing to do with it not being fine. It's a celebration.
Yes.
Yeah.
So an egg in the making. Gentlemen. Yeah.
Well, you can only start in one place, in my opinion.
Go on.
Jovinho.
Correct.
Yeah. Jovinho once described on this show by one of us, I forget who it was, as a man who needs to make a decision.
Mm. Yeah.
He still hasn't made that decision last time I saw.
I admire what he's doing, though.
Yeah, but he's definitely an egg in the making. Come back from China, playing for Parma, scoring goals.
He scored one of the goals of the season.
Yeah.
It was an absolute
Describe
peach.
It. Mm.
Picked it up deep. And drove.
Yeah.
Drove all the way to the goal. He beat, at least two or three men on his way and finished with some aplomb. It was one of those ones where you're thinking, please finish this.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it would be such a shame. And he finished brilliantly. He's only 31, Jovinho.
How do you look back on... He's got 80 caps for Ivory Coast. Jim, how do Arsenal fans look back on his time at Arsenal?
As a slightly frustrating player, but he was by far... from one of the worst players of that era. I remember there was a time actually played up as a striker. He had a run of about five games and he did quite well. But you know, the problem was he often wouldn't finish those moves.
Well, that's the thing.
He had a lot of that about him
and
he could beat a man,
great.
But his finishing was almost like silly.
It needed to be worked on. Not quite as extreme, but you know how under Guardiola Sterling's finishing has improved a lot. So Jovinho would get himself in the positions but would miss a lot of chances, which is why when I saw him playing for Parma that time and he ran through, I was like, please.
He's got it.
But
he's
when he smashed it. Smashed it home.
It's kind of some interesting players around that era of Jovinho's era at Arsenal, wasn't there?
Shamak's
weird, like
another
complete player you would completely forget about, like a 32-year-old Sebastian Squillaci.
Yeah, but this is it. Like the fact that Wenger was keeping those teams in the Champions League will
Andre
be looked
Santos.
On as a miracle in the past, in the future, rather.
In the past as well.
He went to China in his 20s, late 20s, I believe. Which is why when you look at him now and he's...
Financial
still
egg. Put yourself away a nest egg. Exactly.
but when I saw he was still in his early 30s, I thought, oh, blimey, yeah, because he went to China quite early, of course. Do you know his name is actually Gervais, but a Brazilian coach he played for in Ivory Coast gave him the nickname Jovinho.
Ah.
Or Gervais, would it be?
Gervais Yao Kwalsi, isn't it? Or something like that. Yeah.
Interesting. Who can forget, though, his debut for Arsenal? Sent off for giving a slight slap to Joey Barton.
Oh, I've completely forgotten that.
Remember that one?
Again, didn't slap anyone else.
No.
Yeah, but it wasn't a proper slap.
A very targeted attack.
If you're going to do it properly. What I love about talking about players like this is it gives you an excuse to talk about a wider context of something that they achieved. 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, Ivory Coast, Hervé Renard in charge, scored in the quarters and the semis, and of course... Ivory Coast won it on penalties.
He was also sent off for... Wasn't he sent off for hitting Naby Keita?
Oh, he was!
Yeah.
Yes, he was in the first game, maybe.
Yeah, and he came back.
Yeah,
he got
that's
too
right.
Much ban,
that's
yeah.
right, yeah. He was subbed off right at the end of extra time in the 121st minute or something for Tallow, I think it's pronounced, because he was going to take a penalty. Mm. Tallow missed his penalty.
Did it? Gutting. Absolutely gutting.
Because Ivory Coast missed their first two.
Yeah. Mm.
And then they pulled it back with Boubacar Barry, the hero. Remember
that's
that one?
Nice.
It went 9-8 in the penalty shootout. It was incredible.
Boubacar Barry used to the bum celebration?
No, that's DR Congo goalkeeper.
That's right, okay.
But Boubacar Barry, he took the 9th penalty for Ivory Coast.
Mm.
So I think he scored and then saved.
Right.
Rather than, I think
do you remember that was
or maybe he maybe saved and scored. I can't, whichever, he was the hero, out and out hero.
I can't think about that and not think about the Ricardo for Portugal taking his gloves off.
Yeah.
And scoring and then saving one against England.
Yeah, that's true.
Gutting. So arrogant.
And Beckham was a temporary egg at that time.
He was.
Penalty.
He was, yeah.
Wait, didn't he score his most famous, the Greek free kick? Wasn't he shaven-headed at that point?
Yeah, that's right.
So there you go.
So his contribution as an egg was massive.
England moment, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favourite ever England moment. I know, but very, very quickly. My favourite England moment, well, at least one of them, is England's winner in the first game of the World Cup last summer.
Harry Kane.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
But in the top three. Oh,
who could
gotta be
scraping a 2-1 win against Tunisia?
No, but it was just we're on our way.
I know.
Beckham's goal.
Well, we were surrounded by Ramble.
Exactly. It's part
well.
Of the moment.
No,
you
know. Of course.
But Beckham's goal against Greece to qualify for 2002. I remember exactly where I was when it happened. Mm. Oh, it was amazing. It's absolutely amazing. In many ways, I'm still celebrating that now.
Do you remember where you were for the penalty shootout with Boubacar Barry as the hero?
No.
Probably at home, were you?
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
I think you were because we were all messing with each other.
Okay, yeah.
Jovinho, good start.
Mm. Yeah.
Good start to exit.
He's probably, in many ways, the most obvious future egg.
Yeah.
Well, I have very romantic sort of visions of Jovinho because obviously, like, he spoke very eloquently about his upbringing and stuff, and like how he never had shoes and stuff, and how he never had football boots, and he was obsessed with just owning a pair of football boots. Yeah. It was a real luxury. Even at the academy he was at, the footballing academy, most players didn't have football boots, and just that kind of dream. And then when he signed for Arsenal, he'd arrived, and he was just in tears, and he was so emotionally kind of
amazing.
Like,
it's glorious. It's so glorious. Yeah. And it's easy to read that and go, oh, just think about the context of that for a second. Let it just seep in. Mm. He didn't have football boots. Mm. And he ends up winning Africa Cup of Nations, playing for Arsenal, playing for Roma, and now playing in Serie A. Spectacular. Yeah. Spectacular egg.
Yeah.
Spectacular egg story.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Any more, gentlemen?
Yeah, I would like to put forward a man who currently has, it's not even an island yet, it's a peninsula. Christian Eriksen.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, good one.
Well, he's either changed the way he grows his hair, or he's had something done.
Something,
possibly.
Yeah.
There's a few of these sort of stories where you're like, yeah, if there's no way, because there was a peninsula. Mm. And the peninsula has been filled in.
Yes.
Climate change. Hair climate change.
No, in many ways, rising sea levels would mean there'd be more islands.
Yeah, good point.
Rising follicle levels.
But if you look at Christian Eriksen, you know, a few years ago and then now, it's definitely on its way. He's definitely a future
in
egg.
The post, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely a future egg. Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
He'll suit being an egg.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of those really classy eggs.
It'd be like David Silva, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he voluntarily became an egg for a while.
Yeah, temporary egg, yeah. Oh, marvellous, yeah. Christian Eriksen.
One that people won't, I don't think is common knowledge, and people won't necessarily know what I mean when I say it, but hopefully you guys will be able to add further grist to the mill on, is Gareth Bale.
Yeah. There's been a chat.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That hairline is playing further and further back as the career goes on.
Yeah. He's got a lot of hair. Like, he's got enough. I mean, it protects what is going missing, but wow.
But it looks like
what a plan, though.
It looks like a Trump style construction, doesn't it? And he's very lucky. Maybe that's why he went to Spain, because top knots were a lot more, you know, common there at the time, despite, you know, then taken over everywhere weirdly. So that's what part of his motivation for going out there and hiding the egg underneath.
Yeah.
If you hide your egg under a bushel.
Play in Israel.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yamaka.
Yeah, true.
It's interesting, if I may talk about his playing career with Gareth Bale, because I'm slightly concerned about what people will think of him in the future in his playing career, because blisteringly good at Spurs, obviously, got his move to Real Madrid, won the Champions League a few times, obviously scored that over kick. So he'll always have the over kick. Like that will never leave
any other goal.
Yes, exactly. Just at the moment, is he being slightly underappreciated? He's still scoring a few goals for Real Madrid. I either want him to kind of take the ball by the horns again, if he's allowed to, by the manager and whatnot, or maybe come back to England or another move and just go, right, let's see Gareth Bale doing what he can do, you know.
Well, he's been sort of perhaps inconsistent as a player there, hasn't he? There have been times where he's sort of been in and out of the
team, he's had
injuries as well, absolutely, and like the fans have been up and down with him. But the thing with Real Madrid is, you have to do so much to be a legend there.
That's what I mean. I'd like Bale to move, whether it come back to Spurs or Manchester United or somewhere, and let the shackles off, and really just for the last few years of his career, or however many years he's got left, just to really have it.
I think he's also so good. I think he's also failed to ingratiate himself. And sometimes when I do the radio and we speak to people about in Real Madrid or whatever, you speak to Graham Hunt, or you speak to Ramon Calderon, comes along quite a lot, and they say that it's really important for people to be seen, to be making an effort to really ingratiate yourself. And I think there's a feeling, rightly or wrong, that Gareth's never really done that.
But Andy Brass and James Horncastle often defend
Gareth Bale, but I think... the only example I can think of where a player's not the only example I can think of, but you know, I feel like you have to be really good, like really consistently amazing, to be taken to heart by fans of a big club.
Especially Real Madrid.
If you've not really got involved. Like, the only one I can think of at the moment off the top of my head is like Sergio Aguero, who doesn't really speak any English and doesn't really embrace the English lifestyle or anything like that, but he's a legend purely because of the volume and weight of goals and the way he's consistently performed. Gareth Bale's not done that. Now, I appreciate it's harder to do that at Real Madrid, particularly because of a lot of time he had Cristiano there and there's been a lot of other big players and a lot of expectation, blah, blah, blah. He will look back undoubtedly on his time there as like, look, I won this many Champions Leagues. I've achieved all this stuff. I've achieved things that I probably wouldn't... Well, in fact, I definitely wouldn't have been able to achieve at any other club in the world. Yes. So, of course, he probably won't care, apart from the fact that he's found it difficult with injuries and he's played more of a bit part than perhaps he would have liked. But it's definitely a case that they haven't taken him to heart. But the Real Madrid fans are mad, aren't they? They're quite
I think
mad.
I think Zidane's paucity of choices, and especially like fair play and stuff like that, they're not going to be able to bring in as much as they would usually have historically done. I think if he stays next season, he will play. I think he'll play a lot more than expected.
Well, he scored one of the greatest Champions League goals of all time.
And sometimes, yeah, absolutely.
Massively.
And he's absolutely done that. Hasn't he scored in two Champions League finals?
Yes. Yes,
and,
he has.
And so that speaks for itself. And I remember someone saying to me once when we were talking about Real Madrid or whatever, talking about Bale, is that they said, yeah, but you understand, Real Madrid's a circus. Real Madrid's like a one-off. You can't really judge Real Madrid against any other club because they do crazy stuff like we've just seen. Like Zidane's come back to manage and there was talk of Mourinho coming back. Yeah. So who knows what's going on?
Mad eggs.
Yeah.
Everywhere. All right, ladies and gentlemen, after this, we'll talk about more eggs in the making.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Scrambled eggs all over my face.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
To the 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365. Peter.
He must have sank in your locker.
Come on, PED. What you got for us, bruvnik?
I'm enjoying the ones that have kind of like tried to arrest the slide a little bit when it comes to
Mickey Gray,
eggs.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, Rooney, Giggsy.
Giggsy?
Yeah.
Has Giggsy done it?
Check it out.
Give it Giggsy.
Check it out.
No, he's right, yeah.
Giggsy. Jurgen Klopp.
Klopper.
Antonio Conte.
Conte is a very
big
famous
time.
One.
But I mean, big that's, time.
Elton John.
What a job that is, though.
Elton John. Bobby Mihailov. Well, I can't even remember. Conte's is unreal.
Yeah, you would never know that the man ever had an issue.
We got told an amazing story about him and the singer of Blur, which we can't say on air, but it's wonderful.
Oh, why are you saying that then?
I can say
can
it.
Can you
on
give
air?
Us an
I'll
info?
Say it. Go on, then. I don't care. It's about Damon Albarn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the singer of Blur.
Yeah, someone we know was in a green room at a music event, like an award ceremony, in the backstage area,
and they did a kiss.
And no, you can, Liv, you're going to write your own story. You can just do it. Yeah. I don't mind. And this guy, particularly we know, was a real big Blur fan, and Damon Albarn was one of his heroes. You know this story, Jim?
Yeah,
yeah. One of his heroes, and he plucked up the courage to go over to him, but didn't want to because Damon Albarn was in conversation and he couldn't think of anything to say. And then he realised, actually, my cab's coming in a minute, and Damon Albarn's a Chelsea fan, so So maybe I'll just go over there before my cab turns up and I'll say, oh, Chelsea are getting on great this season, aren't they? Because it was when Chelsea were doing pretty well. And so I plucked up the courage, went over there and said, all right, Damon, just want to say I'm a big fan, all this kind of stuff. And Damon was like, oh, yeah, thanks. And he went, oh, yeah. What about Antonio Conte? He's doing a good job, isn't he? And Damon was like, yeah, yeah, he's going to go down as one of the best managers in Chelsea history. He's brilliant, blah, 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 all the rest of it, loving it. And then our friend said, yeah, just a shame that he's had a hair transplant, isn't it? As a joke.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Damon Albarn went, what? He went, he's had a hair transplant. What? He used to be bald, he had like a hair transplant. And apparently Albarn like completely lost his mind.
Crumbled.
Chucked everything flipped on the floor, out. Flipped out. Why is everything in my life so fucking fake?
Yeah. He's the only man who didn't
and then, know. As our friend was leaving, people were like, who's upset Damon? And he just sort of slunk out. So Damon Albarn, very passionate about the lack of egg currently on Antonio Conte's head.
And if you saw him at the Brits last year,
you'd probably see why.
You'd probably see why. Yeah,
needless to say, I think drink had been taken. Yeah. Yeah. If you've got a bleep out that name, that's fine. But I'm sure it won't matter.
No, absolutely not.
It's fine.
Pete, any more eggs in the making? You've got
Berbatov had a hairline like mine, then it was it suddenly had a very straight hairline.
But can I just say, and I'm fortunate enough, and people are going to slack me off for name dropping or whatever, but I'm fortunate enough to have worked with
I talked
Berbatov.
About Dion Dublin.
You did, exactly. Mm-hmm. You've worked with Dion Dublin twice. I've only worked with Berbatov once.
Yeah.
He is in person a very charismatic and handsome man.
I can imagine he is.
And he looks magnificent. He's in great nick even now.
Yeah. He would have been, had he have been the right age, he would have looked very out of place in that 1994 Bulgaria song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? When I worked with him, we had to hide our mics. We had to put mics on those like body straps under our shirts.
Yeah, right.
So the sound guy came over and was like, just lift your shirt up. Because I've got to put this strap on you, and it's like a Velcro strap, right? So you have to show
and
your
you
belly. Look,
and you just looked at it and you went, that's not a human body.
No, I put mine on, and then Berbatov was standing next to me, and they did Berbatov, and I was thinking, thank fuck, I did his second because he's absolutely ripped. Yeah, it was just like massive six pack.
And speaking of that, I think that type of character, I think Charlie Adam is another. Definite egg in the making.
A definite, as classy an operator as Dimitar.
Corner taking
cultured,
egg.
Cultured corner.
The only man who...
Hated fellow future egg, Gareth Bale, of course.
I did. Well, his corners are worth 12 million.
Yeah, that's a classic Ferguson.
I like those players who like kind of started with hair and when they cut their hair, they became amazing. They became very good. Iron Robin.
He was balding when
he was 20, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Pepe Reina, Stephen Ireland. When they made the decision. Younes Kabul. He had a bit of a schmack, kind of like sort of greasy, sort of spiky hair, didn't he?
Vinny Company.
Vinny Company, yeah.
Schmack is an egg in the making.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Martin Skirtle's still got hair, but he prefers a buzz cut. So,
That's interesting.
What does schmack look like now? Do you guys know?
Oh, I don't know.
The same with less hair, but he's still not accepted what's happening.
I'm having a look.
I think one I'm interested in, it's another peninsula, is Jerdan Shaqiri. Because if he becomes an egg, what shape will that egg be based on the rest of him?
Egg cubed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Egg on an egg. Like a snowman almost. He's so barrel chested.
Exactly.
The little barrel, isn't it?
Little Volvo man.
Yeah, he's got that body shape. Like, do you remember, was it Stig Tofting?
Yes, I do remember Stig Tofting.
He was a huge egg as well.
Well, he's quite short, but he was very stocky.
Did Tofting and Gravesen play together at any point?
I think they might have done.
Lee Carsley and
Carsley and Gravesen in the middle of the park.
Did you see Gravesen celebrate in the international break, like in front of all his fans? Going, yeah, come on!
Was he?
He was going absolutely mad, as he usually would do.
Was he? Is he just having a booze up with the fans? Was he?
No. He was reporting. He was.
Because
telly.
A lot of ex pros now have this great, and I think it came a lot from rugby. It's a big thing in rugby where ex players. They run like tours for fans.
And
they say, right, so what you can do is you can go and see England play in France.
Right.
And you can do it, and it's all expenses paid for. You pay for the one-off trip and the accommodation and all the rest of it. But you get to travel with, say, two ex-players.
Yeah.
And a couple of players, ex-players, do that now. And that's just the equivalent. If you don't mind hanging out with football fans, it's a lovely old job.
Well, I would find it very difficult.
Well, Peter, you would, but...
As a player.
But should say...
I know, you will be recompensed.
Anybody who buys a football ramble ticket, of course, they do get to have a piss up with Pete Donaldson after.
Yeah.
And I think you should get priority if you're an egg.
Yeah.
Mm. Get to the front of the queue, egg it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Good hangover cure.
Yeah, ramblelive.com, by the way. Tickets still available for some shows.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, with Gravesen, though, when he signed for Real Madrid, because they sold Makélélé for years, didn't have a defensive midfielder.
I love that footballer. I thought he
Gravesen.
Was bloody brilliant.
No, Makélélé.
No, Gravesen.
Didn't like Makélélé. Yeah. Didn't like
Makélélé. But when he went to Real Madrid...
Seydorf become an egg.
Oh, yeah, very powerful egg. When Gravesen...
Oh, there was a real reverence in your voice there.
Oh, come
you
on,
went all misty-eyed.
Seydorf, man.
Come on. Yeah, okay, powerful egg.
Yes.
What are you going to say about Gravesen? What are you going to say about Gravesen?
When he went to Real Madrid, I remember he came on to make his debut, and he just started running around the centre of the pitch like a headless chicken trying to tackle everybody, and it was a real novelty for those Real Madrid fans. They were almost like cheering every time he did it. Mm. Obviously, it didn't last long because he tried to beat up Robinho in training.
And also, he just wasn't anywhere near as good.
Thomas Gravesen.
Yeah. I remember the way that Real Madrid announced that, though. They said, we have signed the best player in Denmark. It's like everything has to be this elite.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Was that under Capello?
Possibly.
It feels like a Capello.
I mean, Capello loved the defensive midfielder, of course. Yeah. One of the, I know the defensive midfielders have been around for years, but notably, Capello would really have quite a lot of reverence for that position.
Hmm.
Which is why he came on Stuck at England.
I'm sure the people listening will have an amazing list of eggs in the making they could send to us. At Football Ramble.
I mean, we did a few eggs in the making, and then we just went around some other notable eggs
who
haven't quite made our favourite
list. We're slaves to the egg.
Yeah,
we're slaves to the egg. Let's be fair. Let's be absolutely fair.
It's fertile ground.
Indeed it is, Jim. Indeed it is. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to episode 8 of the 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365. As ever in this series, we're back tomorrow.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.